Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed that. Anyway, you'll find a way.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, coming to you live from a Toyota Sienna. Not my Toyota Sienna specifically, it's a more recent model. It's a renter car. I'm in Orlando, Florida with Matt McCusker and his family and my family, and we're going to Disney World tomorrow. We are going to Disney World tomorrow, and I anticipate that once I go to Disney World, it will be such a transcendent experience that there's a possibility that it will obliterate all of my memories. And I won't remember the last week at all. And so I want to do a podcast now because it really has been the greatest... Would I say the greatest week of my life? One of the great weeks of my life. Some of the best places I've ever been. Notre Dame, magnificent. Seeing Margot, outstanding. Saying goodbye to some Steubenville people. So sad. So beautiful, melancholy. I mean, to meet them and to know them has been terrific. And to leave, parting, sweet sorrow, etc. But let me tell you about what happened since the last podcast. We got in the car from Notre Dame. We left. Oh, it was closer to midday than I wanted. The family in the other, the older Toyota Sienna. It was what? Midday, maybe, that we got out of there, and we drove from Notre Dame, and our goal was to get as close as we could to Austin. I had nowhere in mind to stay. We got in the car, we drove. Anna Freer doing some driving in America for the first time. Thrilling stuff. Later on, a few days later, we drove through Dallas. Terrifying. I was the passenger. Whoo! And she did a great job. But I have never seen so hostile an environment for automotive car driving as I did in Dallas/Fort Worth. There were so many interconnecting highways and lanes coming onto highways. I've never seen so many wrecked cars. They were just like crashed cars at every zip line. What do you call them? That way that you merge. People are having real trouble merging, and you can see the proof of the issue that they've had merging in a totaled car, or at least a dinged up car that's not going anywhere. But I don't want to talk about that right now. That's not the important thing that's happened here on the visual and audio James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, the show where I, James Donald Forbes McCann, am trying to make enough money to buy a boat. Is camera two working? Depends what you mean by working. Boy, I'm sweaty. It's very humid. We just dodged a tornado getting in here. Cyclone? Wind revolving. Listen, we got in the car. We didn't know where we'd stop. We didn't have any accommodation. It was a 20-hour drive or thereabouts. And I thought, well, there's nowhere we're making it in one drive, you know? So we'll have to stop somewhere. And so my thought was, what we could do is we could just get the best Airbnb we could as far as we got. You know, I said, we'll drive till 2. We must have left at 10, 11, midday. I don't know. The thing that happened next has obliterated any knowledge that I had of when we set out. We got to like 2, 3 o'clock, and I start looking up the Airbnbs, and I go, all right, well, I think we can keep driving till 8, 9, maybe 10 for a really great place. Let's just get a cheap Airbnb on the road to save money, and maybe we'll get a deal. Because when you're looking for a deal, you know, on a given night in a city, on Airbnb, the likelihood is not good. You don't know. It might happen, might not happen. But when you have as your choice, you know, of where to stay 500 square miles or whatever it is. I mean, we could have gone any direction to go to Austin as long as it was south-ish. And I found a place. It was a place I'd never heard of before. It's called Branson. It's a town called Branson. It's got about 10,000 people.
Branson.
And for having 10,000 people, it's got its own television network all about Branson. It's in the Ozarks.
Branson.
We got I think we were Airbnb-ing someone's timeshare, which is not something I don't believe we have that in my country. It was incredible. It was in the Nantucket. It was something called the Nantucket. It was like, it was three-story. It had a lift. It had an elevator to the top, to like a balcony viewing section. Everything was so colorful. It was like being in a Wes Anderson movie.
Wow, sounds very fancy.
The ceilings were so high. It was so fancy. The fridge made ice and had water, and we got it for a song. It was $150 to stay there for a night. And then the lady wrote to me. You know, the lady whose place it was. And she said, well, you want to add an extra night, that'll just be $20. We hadn't seen anything of Branson. You know, we had limited time, and that would mean really doing a lot of driving on day 3 to get to Austin, to get on a plane, to come to Orlando, to sit in this beautiful contemporary Toyota Sienna, so unlike the 2005 Toyota Sienna that did such a fine job, did a remarkable job. Oh, that car did a remarkable job. Anyway, we were staying somewhere fancy. And we got to stay there for 2 nights. We got in late the first night in the Ozarks. Also, I have seen the television program Ozark, which is all about, like, meth murder, crime, Jason Bateman winky acting in dirt poverty. That was all I knew about the Ozarks. Some of that may be true. It's not bloody true of Branson.
Branson.
Oh, Branson.
Branson.
So we had nice accommodation. That's the first thing I'm going to say. And we were tired. We ended up getting into Branson around 11 because it was such a nice-looking accommodation. Then it was even nicer when we got there. Again, a lift. So we said, right, well, we'll spend one day in Branson. We'll see whatever this is. We've got the accommodation. It's very cheap. And we'll just do a massive drive the next day. Branson is incredible. Now, for those with the visual component, there will now be a video that Anna Freer took of us driving down the main strip of Branson. Branson is, I don't know how to describe it, it's like, it's an adventure. It's like a spring break town. We found out from the internet that one-third of the American population is a day's drive away from Branson. It's got so many theatres. It's got a lot of dine and watch theatres. Dolly Parton has her name on a theatre there. There's a giant octopus. There's a house that's upside down. There's a luge that we went on. My wife, she tried to record me going down the luge with my daughter. My son wasn't big enough to get on the roller coaster luge thing. And so she had to consult him and didn't actually get any footage of me going down. But it was a great time. I think it's a big spring break town. So people from Missouri, Arkansas, maybe even as far as Oklahoma, and dare I venture to say, Illinois. They come to Branson and they have their spring break. It just remarkable. We saw the Titanic exhibition in Pittsburgh a while ago, where they have like real relics from the Titanic. They have they have not quite a life size. They have a huge Titanic boat, the front end, presumably an end that snapped off, in Branson. And you can go to their special Titanic Museum. It's like they're really trying. It's like, it's my favourite thing. It's little country town people really trying. And in Australia, when country town people try, we make a big gumboot, we make a big pineapple. In Branson. That. Okay, so the Titanic exhibit, we didn't go in, but we watched an ad, we looked at it. I looked at it from a Ferris wheel that used to be in Chicago until 2015 where they took it away. I think they got a new Ferris wheel. To differentiate themselves and their Titanic exhibit from other Titanic exhibits, the focus of their Titanic exhibit is, it's horrifying, children of the Titanic. You thought the story of the Titanic couldn't get any more depressing. You're wrong. Let's not focus on the adults. Let's not focus on some of the people we, frankly, are glad died in the Titanic. Let's exclusively pay attention to the something like 150-plus children who drowned aboard the Titanic. It was women and children first. So not as many children, I think, proportionally were going down with the ship, but a lot of children drowned. The ad for this on Branson Television, it was water, like it was a camera under the water, like you were a drowning child, and the sounds of crying children, screaming crying children play as the photographs of the dead children come up onto the screen, and they say, do you want to come and have a look at this? No, but I love that it exists. Oh, we ate Branson meals. I had something called a Monte Cristo. It's like a deep fried sandwich with jam and powdered sugar. It was wonderful. Oh, when we all woke up in Branson and we all got moving tired from the whatever 10 hours of driving we'd done the day before, we went off to this diner, eatery.
Restaurant.
Food place. Restaurant. Yes, I ate my sandwich and they had butter croissants with honey butter. And we had big a big drink. I was quite drunk. Maybe that is colouring some of my memories of Branson. Listen, I ain't going to tell it to you in order because it don't make no sense. They have a historic downtown that's meant to have a historic trolley, but it's not a tram. It's a bus painted to look like a tram that drives you around. They had Yakov Smirnoff. So when Yakov Smirnoff, the comedian, maybe for younger listeners, and indeed for listeners my age who don't know about Yakov Smirnoff, because why would you? I mean, he's great. He was a Russian-Ukrainian. He was a USSR exile who came to America, and his jokes were all like, you know, in America, you say joke, take my wife, please. But in Russia, Soviet Russia, you make that joke, government, take your wife. It was all that switcheroo. Encyclopedia used to, you know, do that joke a lot. Anyway, Yakov Smirnoff was a big comedy star in the 80s. And then the wall came down and people weren't as obsessed with the Soviet Union and they weren't as interested. I mean, his own Wikipedia page is quite damning about what happened to his career in the 90s. What he did was he built his own 2,000-seat theatre in Branson, a town of 10,000 people. He built a 2,000... It could probably be a hurricane shelter if it had to be for the whole damn town, except that the roof did come off it in the difficult wind, so probably not an ideal one. Every week, Yakov Smirnoff, who I think lives in Branson, goes to his 2,000-seat theatre in this remote town that I had never heard of, and then I'm talking to these American people, they've never heard of it, these big city types, and he just does a show to the retirees and spring breakers who come to Branson. That's what Yakov Smirnov's been doing. I think Smirnov is the vodka. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce his last name. There were 100 things like this in Branson. It was a magical day, and I'll remember it forever.
Obliterate.
Then we continued on driving. Because the next day, boy, we had a big drive. We had we hit up 8 states over the course of the drive, I think. Don't ask me to recite them all. I wouldn't be able to do it. But we went through a lot of states and went through Oklahoma, so Choctaw Nation with its big modernist casinos. I don't know why I thought Indian casinos would be a bit more Indian. You know, I thought that feather head things and tomahawks. No, it's just really bland-looking casinos. So, on your Chalk Tour Nation. And then, oh, when you come across the road into Texas, they scatter wildflowers. Here's, can I, so, what, one quick thing. I'm astonished to the extent that state by state, it's different in America. Like, you cross, Illinois is flat and boring. It's super flat, and it's just boring. And then you cross the road into the next state. It was Missouri, which I thought was a southern state, but it turns out it's more complicated than that. It's so green. It's so different. It's got mountains. It's got Branson. And then you go from there into Arkansas, and we managed to leave at 4 a.m. the next day, and at dawn, cracked, as we were driving out of Branson through the windy Ozark Mountain highways. Arkansas is genuinely God's country, and I fully understand. I mean, forget the slaves. Landscape alone would cause you to fight and die for the great state of Arkansas. Obviously, I'm glad they got rid of the slavery. It's so beautiful. And then I took a nap, and I woke up in Oklahoma. Man, Oklahoma's so beautiful. And then Texas and the wildflowers by the side of the road. And we may end up in Texas. It looks like we'll be moving to Austin. And it was just, anyway, it was stunning. And it was a great drive. And you know what makes a great drive? Great people. Kids were well behaved. Wife was well behaved. She had some, she was a little road sick. So she was quiet in the back. But I got to drive up front, sharing the load of the driving with Anna Freer. And we listened to, and this is important for the catamaran plan. That's been a little rambly for a while. This is very important for the catamaran plan. We listened to all the Eurovision song entrants for the next Eurovision, which is in early May. And I like to, I mean, I talk about this more on the Patreon. If you go and listen to the Patreon, I go into detail about a lot of the songs. But I like to think I have a golden ear. I usually pick which song's going to win Eurovision. You know, I can tell. I can tell by hearing. I know a good song. I mean, theoretically, everybody knows a good song because it's a voting system. But you'd be shocked how often it's not the odds-on favorite that wins these things. Ooh! Excuse me, a little burp there. Anyway, I thought, well, listen to all of Eurovision and then maybe to make money to buy this boat, if the song that I deem to be the song has distant odds, I'll put a little bet on that, you know? I mean, some of these songs are going like 500 to 1. Anyway, none of them are great songs. I don't think there's a great song. I don't think there's a standout song. There are a few good songs in Eurovision this year that we listened to. Make me dizzy from your kisses. That's the very gay England entry, United Kingdom entry. And Switzerland has a fantastic, extremely gay entry. Some of the best entries this year are very gay. And I think that might split the gay vote. And I think that's how Eurovision works. I think actually you can just max out being gay and it doesn't hurt you. It doesn't necessarily help you. But anyway, very gay competition. I love Eurovision. I didn't like last year. It was so satanic and sexual and boom, 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 boom. And this year there are more, you know, songs in it. But there's nothing like, I think it was 2022's Spaceman. I could tell that was going to win. Obviously, it didn't win. Ukraine won, but I knew it was going to come second. And Ukraine had some other stuff going on that might have led people to support them over Spaceman. That was their song with some raps. It's not impressive to rap in a foreign language. It's not. It's impressive to rap in English because we have so many different sound endings, you know. If you're rapping in French, I don't know if that's clever. Your words all sound the same. What is the metric for wit if you have four words being recycled with slightly different sounds at the start of them? Answer me this. just doing some big looks there for the video component. I think you should get something on the video component. Oh! Was I going to say? I don't know. We're going to Disney World tomorrow. Gee, it's hot in this car. I was so excited by Branson. Anyway, we got into Austin. By the way, I've been up at 4 a.m. the last 2 days. And the day before that was similar. So this may not be me at my most cogent. I may not be doing Branson justice. Or the Eurovision songs. Anyway, over on the Patreon, I'll be discussing... If you want to discuss which Eurovision song you think will win, and we, you know, discuss a reasonable amount of money to put on the Eurovision Song Contest, there is a song, it must be said, that's pretty good from Czech Republic. It's running at 500 to 1. It might not be a winner. But it's not 500 to 1. It should be 5 to 1, 10 to 1. And at 500 to 1, if I put $1,000 on it, I have a boat. Now, I'm not going to do that because it's not going to win. But if I put, $100 on it, I get $50,000 if it wins. $50,000. If I put, $200? I don't know the maths. I don't pretend to. No, sorry, $100. No, yeah, it would be. It would be $50,000. Pedestal. It's called Pedestal. And I thought, well, how is it possible that this Eurovision song, which is, it's up there with the better Eurovision songs, how is it running at 500 to 1? And then I saw a little clip of the lady performing the song. And, look, 500 to 1 might be, it wasn't a great clip. I mean, some of these other people are really turning it up. I don't know what the Czech Republic budget is for their Eurovision entry. I'll have to watch it again. I don't want to talk it down. Maybe I should be talking it down so that the odds lengthen even more. Yeah, seriously, it's a pretty good song. It's just an Olivia Rodrigo song. But Europapa, which is also a great song and in contention, that's just an Oliver Tree. Man's doing Oliver Tree. It's Oliver Tree in a thin disguise. I'm really interested in betting on Eurovision. I try and be a good custodian of the money on this podcast. And at the moment, the money is just sort of getting us alive from place to place to do comedy and grow the listeners. It's paying for some very affordable accommodation in Branson. Oh, the beds were it's so big. Let me tell you, that is the way I've come. I've cracked the code. Crack the Code, I believe, is the likely Eurovision song winner. I think that's the Sweden address. The Swiss in address? Switzerlander? Wouldn't pretend to know. I was driving with a Switzerlander yesterday, Anna Freer. Oh, then we got to Austin. And we parked, and we had some wine, and we had some ice cream, and we put the kids to bed, and we organized our belongings for the next day. Anna Freer came over to see us and Margot and do this drive and then spend some time with her family. But it's a big flight over from Europe. I mean, not a big flight in Australian context where, you know, it's like flying from Adelaide to Perth or something. But it's a relatively long flight. And she came just to be with us and to help us do that drive and to spend some time with us. And to see Margot and to go and see her family. Yes, but like I just want to emphasize that a big chunk of her holiday was spent just driving brutally across America. We didn't know we were going to have Branson. That was a gift. I'm so glad we did have Branson. Anyway, the fact that she did that with us and for us and by us, it was magical. It was enchanting. Anna Freer is a wonderful person. There's a link to her Substack below. I'll make sure I put that on. She's wonderful. I'll be in her debt forever. One of my favorite people in the whole world, Anna Freer. Great writer, great musician. Hire her for your string quartet if you run a good string quartet. It's not out of the realm of possibility that one of my listeners owns a string quartet. You can see the lightning crashing in the background there. We want to get out of this car as soon as possible. Is it good to be in a car when there's lightning? I don't know. I was going to say something. Anyway, now we're here. I'll talk about the current experiences later. But at the moment, that was the drive. It was wonderful. We've left Steubenville. We've left Notre Dame. We've got all our stuff in a secret location. I don't want it to be like a treasure hunt where I say where all my belongings are. But they are somewhere. And we're going to go back to them. And then we're going to be in Austin for like a month. and then Australia, and then Austin again. And at some point, there'll be a boat. Sooner rather than later, if I pick the right Eurovision entrance. Can it be Pedestal? Is it possible that Pedestal's the winner? This will be... Well, go listen to it. All the songs are out now. If you want to... You know, you can write to me on Instagram, and I probably will see it there. But if you also want to write to me on the Patreon, feel free to join it. I want to shout out Branson. I'm going to write to Yakov Smirnoff and see if I can come back to Branson and open for him in his comedy club. He'll say no, and I'll die. There's no way that I perform to the 2,000 people who have come to see Yakov Smirnoff, and they're satisfied with me and whatever it is that I'm bringing to the table. But I'm thinking about it. Hey, I should go. I should let you go. James Donald Forbes McCann, I think there's something I'm forgetting. I really think there's something I'm forgetting to talk about. But I think what's actually happening is the love I have for Branson in my heart. And for my friends. And for my family. And it's indescribable. And it feels like there's something I should be saying, but actually it's just impossible to put that into words. It's sublime. It's a foretaste of heaven. When we look into our friends' faces and our family's faces, we see God. Also, we went to Bucky's. I should say that. Bucky's is outstanding. Bucky's is a gas station where they have fudge and clothes and hats and many refreshments. I think I'm overheating. Orlando's very hot. Hey, I love you. I miss you. I want you. I had so many. I was going to do advice. I was going to do some affirmations. Affirmation! Reach out and tell someone you love them.
Affirmation,
go to Branson.
Affirmation.
Oh, I thought about throwing it all away and going to Branson.
Affirmation.
Frankly, one day in Branson was enough for me. I think we saw everything I really wanted to see in Branson. But with Branson, you never know.
Affirmation.
All right, I'm going to leave it there. Hey, this is James Donald Forbes McCann. This is the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. Keep it real. I love you. I miss you. I want you. I need you. Catamaran Ho.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.